Hi guys, welcome to English Digest. I'm Pat.
And I'm Jamie.
Okay, so today we are talking about animals, big and clever animals. What animals are clever? I guess dolphins are supposed to be smart, right?
Yeah, they're supposed to be pretty smart. Chimpanzees are also kind of smart, I think.
Okay, I've heard pigs are really smart.
They are. I think that's a very underrated, intelligent species there.
What we need to do, we need to get all these animals and sit them down for some kind of test.
Yeah, maybe like a game show or something like
yeah,
that.
Oh, can you imagine how much fun an animal game show would be? Well, in fact, it's kind of this show, and that is about, it's almost like a game show. It's about lions against hyenas. The show is called Killer IQ, Lion versus Hyena. So we're going to find out which of those two animals is smarter. Who's your money on, Jamie?
Oh, jeez, I don't know. It's a tough one. I'm going to go for the underdog. I'm going for the hyena.
Okay.
I know that spoils it for the Brits, because you guys usually like to go for the underdog, but...
Yeah, we are pretty much underdog people. But as a Leo, my star sign is Leo, I've got to back the lions in this one.
All right.
So what we'll do, we'll read through the first day of the article, then we'll go back and see who is the smarter animal.
On the plains of Africa... Lions and hyenas are arch enemies. Although they're both apex predators, they often compete for territory and food. On Animal Planet's new show, Killer IQ, Lion vs. Hyena, viewers will get to see how these two animals stack up, not physically, but in a battle of wits. The two species are pitted against each other in problem-solving puzzles, and groundbreaking experiments designed to determine how their intelligence helps them to survive out in the wilderness. The first puzzle is designed to test cooperation skills. A juicy piece of raw meat is placed inside a large metal box. There are two pieces of rope attached to opposite ends of the box. When the ropes are pulled at the same time, the box will open, and the creatures can enjoy the tasty treat. Two lions, Livy and Ginny, get the first crack at the challenge, and they come up empty at first. After their human trainer helps show them how it's done, however, they are able to replicate the task. Next up are two hyenas, Quito and Niobe, and they fare a bit better in the experiment. It only takes them a few minutes to open the box. Although they often get a bad rap for being scavengers, hyenas are actually extremely intelligent animals. This is because there is a strict social hierarchy within hyena clans. Researchers believe that the process of learning complex social cues greatly boosts their intelligence. The differentiating factor in this challenge is that the hyenas were quicker to adjust their behavior and encourage their companions to cooperate, whereas the lions seem to rely more on strength.
Okay, so that is our article, and it looks like the hyenas are smarter.
Well, for starters, yeah, we still got another day to go, but
okay,
yeah.
Well, the lions have got a lot of ground to make up here. They've lost out in the early going. So the title of this article is The Brainiest Beasts of the Jungle, and the word beast is just another word for an animal. We wouldn't really use beast to describe a human, a person, unless they're behaving like an animal.
Right. Sometimes if there's like a real strong athlete, somebody will say, that guy's a beast.
Yeah, right. Okay, so let's take a look at the article. Let's set things up. So on the plains of Africa, lions and hyenas are arch enemies. So plains, or a plain, is just a large area of flat land without really many trees. We often use it in the plural if it's a big area or there's a lot of similar areas all close to each other. So plains. And we're looking at two animals, lions and hyenas. So I've got a question for you, Jamie. Is a hyena more like a cat or a dog?
That's a good question. I would say it's a little bit more like a dog there. Yeah.
Okay. I actually did a bit of research. They're closer to cats by their structure.
Really?
It's to do with the teeth at the back of their mouths, that it's used for kind of grinding up and cutting up meat, like a saw. Cats have those teeth. Dogs don't.
Oh, very interesting.
So, yeah, they are slightly more like cats, but hyenas kind of live in packs like a dog, and they kind of behave more like a dog.
Right, but they're arch enemies.
They are, yeah. Okay. Hyenas and lions are arch enemies, which means they're complete rivals. They hate each other.
Okay. And the article goes on to say, although they're both apex predators, they often compete for territory and food. Now, an apex predator is a predator who hunts other animals, but they're at the top of the food chain. So can you think of any other apex predators?
Yeah, killer whales are apex predators. Humans, basically, are apex predators. Wolves, probably. Nothing really hunts wolves.
Right, sharks.
Crocodiles, tigers.
Yeah, and and they often compete for territory and food. Now, territory is an area that is yours that belongs to you. So sometimes you'll hear people say animals are very territorial.
Mm-hmm.
So they like to protect an area and say, okay, this is mine. I don't want any other animals, whether it's the same species or a different species coming in. Sometimes you'll also hear people talk about territory, like gangs, for instance. It'll say, okay, this is a gang territory. So this gang of mobsters will kind of push all the other mobsters out.
Okay. So, yeah, these animals will behave like mobsters, really. They'll get into fights sometimes. So on Killer IQ, lion versus hyenas, both the pronunciations are okay, viewers will get to see how these two animals stack up. So when we talk about how two things stack up, you're kind of comparing two things to each other and saying, okay, which one's bigger or faster? You know, which one's better or smarter? What are the relative advantages of each side? But here we're not looking at their physical stats, because of course lions are much bigger. We're talking about a battle of wits. Okay, your wits, your ability to think quickly and understand things and invent new things quite fast. So it's kind of a battle of intelligence, but not like book learning intelligence, like street smarts.
Right. And the two species are pitted against each other in problem-solving puzzles and groundbreaking experiments designed to determine how their intelligence helps them to survive out in the wilderness. Okay, there's quite a bit there. The two species are pitted against each other. So if something is pitted against something, it's matched up in a competition. You'll often hear that maybe two basketball teams are pitted against each other in a championship game. So they're set up against each other in different problem-solving puzzles, so to test their wits, as Pat had said before. And these puzzles are designed to determine how their intelligence helps them. Now, your intelligence is simply how smart you are. So if you're having a test that's going to test your intelligence, the test would test how smart you are, how capable you are at answering the questions, and how it helps them to survive out in the wilderness, which is just basically another way of saying out in the wild.
Yeah, out in the places where there aren't really any people. It's kind of inhospitable. There's no buildings. So that's what we mean when we say wilderness. So basically what this show's about, they're going to give the lions and hyenas these kind of complicated problems and see what they do, see how they deal with them, see basically who's got the smarts to overcome this problem. Some of these experiments are described as groundbreaking. Now, groundbreaking means it's completely new. It's like when you've got a patch of ground and you break it so that you can start building the foundations of a house there. So when we talk about groundbreaking science or a groundbreaking experiment, it's like, wow, this is new, this is completely new science, this is a new idea being tried for the first time to really see what happens and open up a whole new area of science and for people to find things out. Okay, so let's talk about their first puzzle, okay, their first challenge. The article says it's designed to test their cooperation skills. Now, be careful with this word cooperation and don't pronounce it coop, okay? It's COOP at the start, but it's two syllables, two sounds, so cooperation, not cooperation. Okay, so cooperation is basically working together. It's the noun form of the verb cooperate or work together. So your cooperation skills are how well you work. This could be with people in your class. This could be with your co-workers, team members, if you play a team sport. All of those things require cooperation.
All right. And for the next part, a juicy piece of raw meat is put inside of a large metal box. And now, raw meat is meat that has not been cooked.
Lovely.
Right, dude. I was going to ask if you like raw meat, but I just remembered
everybody knows I'm a vegetarian. Yeah, I'm not going to be eating any raw meat. So, yeah, feel free to put it inside this large metal box. It's going to have nothing to do with me.
Right.
So, inside this box, okay, there's some raw meat, and there are two pieces of rope attached to opposite ends of the box, okay? So if you attach something to something, then you just fasten it, you kind of stick it, you make sure it's held down, you join it to something. And these bits of rope are attached to the box. So maybe there's some kind of like a hook or some other system to have rope on it. And they're at opposite ends, okay? So when we talk about opposite, we mean on the other side or the furthest side away from where the first thing is. So we could say opposite sides of the street, for example, or opposite sides of a room. We can also use opposite to mean completely different. For example, if someone is very tall, then the opposite would be someone who is very short. So what it means here is if you imagine this big box, it's got a piece of rope on one side and a piece of rope on the other side, and those two sides are like opposite each other, so they're pointing in completely different directions.
Right, and when the ropes are pulled at the same time, the box opens and the creatures can enjoy the tasty treat. So, as we had mentioned before, in order for them to get the treat, they will have to cooperate together.
So if they pull one rope, nothing happens. They have to pull both at the same time.
That's right.
That's going to take some hard work.
Yeah, especially for animals like this. Even though they are quite smart, that's still a pretty big challenge for them.
Okay, well, we're going to find out how the animals get on with this challenge in just a moment. But right now, we're going to hand you over to our Chinese teacher to explain some of the words and grammar we've used in this article.
大家好，我是 Tommy。我们今天要阅读的是 Unit 12 Discovery 单元的第一天课程。课文的第一段提到，在南非的大草原上，狮子和猎狗都是 Apex Predator。顶级的掠食者，但彼此却也是宿敌，因为他们常常必须互相争夺地盘和食物。为了测试这两种动物谁在智力上略胜一筹，研究人员设计了许多智力方面的竞赛和实验。我们看到第一段的最后一句 The two species are pitted against each other in problem-solving puzzles and groundbreaking experiments.Designed to determine how their intelligence helps them to survive out in the wilderness. 这个句子有点长，我们可以把它分解成两部分来看。首先，主要子句的部分是 The two species are pitted against each other in problem-solving puzzles and groundbreaking experiments.这两个物种在解决问题能力的竞赛和创新的实验里相斗。主词是 the two species， 主要动词是 are pitted， pit p i t 在此做动词用，是使对立、使竞争的意思。pit a against b 就是指使 A 和 B 竞争对抗。而 A be pitted against B 就是指 A 和 B 竞争对抗。举例来说 ,In tomorrow's game, John will be pitted against Bill. 在明天的比赛中，约翰将和比尔竞争对抗。接着我们看到句子里从 decide 到最后的 wilderness, 这句是关系代名词省略后的形容词子句。原句为Which are designed to determine how their intelligence helps them to survive out in the wilderness. 这些竞赛和实验被设计来判定他们的智力如何帮助他们在荒野中存活。Be designed to 加原形动词是被设计用来做什么什么的意思。This set of tableware is designed to help the elderly eat more conveniently.这组餐具是设计来让年长者用餐更方便。文章的第二段提到，研究人员所进行的第一个实验，在一个铁箱里放着多只的生肉，然后试验狮子和猎狗将会如何取得这多只的生肉。我们看到本段的第三句 There are two pieces of rope attached to opposite ends of the box. 有两条绳子连接着箱子相反的两端。句型 there is 或 there are 加名词再加 ving 或 vpp 用来表示有什么什么正在做什么什么或者是有什么什么被怎么样怎么样的意思。动词 attach attach 是系、绑的意思。由于绳子是被绑在铁箱上，为被动语态，所以 attach 用过去分词来表示，改成 attached。如果是主动语态的话，动词则改成 ving。例如 ，There are a few birds flying in the sky。有几只鸟在天空中飞。片语 A be attached to B 指的是 A 被系或 A 被绑或附在 B 上面。例如 ，A card was attached to a bunch of flowers。有张卡片被附在花束上。此外 ，A be attached to B 还有 A 喜欢 B 的意思。例如。Having worked with Ben for 3 years, Mary found herself attached to him. 和班共事了三年，玛丽发现自己喜欢上了他。
We're going to take a short break, listen to some music, and then we'll be right back. Okay guys, welcome back. So we're talking about a mental test here for these animals, these lions and hyenas. There's a box with meat in it, but to open the box they have to pull two ropes, which are at opposite ends of the box, at exactly the same time. So how do the lions get on?
Can they do it? Let's see. Well, first the two lions, Livy and Ginny, get the first crack at the challenge. So if you get the first crack, that's just kind of a nice way of saying your first chance, right? So if I have the first crack at solving the problem, it's me that gets a chance to solve it first, and then maybe somebody will get the second crack. And when Livy and Ginny try it, they come up empty at first. So if you come up empty, that means you have failed.
Yeah, we often say come up empty-handed as well, don't we? That's a similar phrase. So yeah, the phrase crack, I like that as a word for try. You can say, let me have a crack at it. You know, if somebody can't open a jar of pickles or something, all right, let me have a crack at that. Let me try that. Okay, so the lions, they don't get it done. They don't get the job done. But after their human trainer shows them how it's done, however, they are able to replicate the task. So they watch the humans do it. The lions watch the humans and then they go, oh, okay, we get it. So they then replicate it, which means they repeat it. They do exactly the same thing. If you replicate something, you copy it. So the lions see the humans do it, then they go, okay, now we've got it. They get to opposite ends, they pull the ropes, up it comes. Okay, so not great from the lions. No. They couldn't figure it out themselves. They needed humans to help them. How did the hyenas do?
All right, so next up are two hyenas, and this is Kido and Niobe, and they actually fare a bit better in the experiment. Fair is another way of expressing to experience a good or also potentially a bad fortune. So if I give you a task to do, you can maybe fare well. Or if you're taking a test, if you don't get such a good grade, you could fare poorly on the exam. So in this case, they fare a little bit better because it only takes them a few minutes to open the box, and they are able to do so on their own.
Yeah, they don't need any human help. That's pretty good. They figured it out. That's smart. So let's find a bit more about hyenas here. We've got some information. The article says, although they often get a bad rap for being scavengers, hyenas are actually extremely intelligent animals. So they get a bad rap. Okay, this is an interesting word. This is a common word. You'll see it on like TV or slang to get a bad rap or even a good rap for something. It's usually a bad rap. It's generally a negative word. And I guess it relates to the word reputation.
Yep.
But also, I believe it, particularly in America, there's something called a rap sheet.
Right, yeah,
which
yeah,
is a list of all the felonies or crimes somebody has committed. Right. So think of rap as being kind of like reputation. So they get a bad reputation for being scavengers. Now, this isn't a good thing because a scavenger is an animal that mostly eats dead animals, dead plants, and just general rubbish and garbage. And often animals it didn't kill itself. In the wild, you will see maybe hyenas waiting until a lion has eaten, like maybe a dead antelope, and then they will go in and eat what's left. And that is scavenging. They didn't do the work. They just ate the food.
Yep. That's not even respected in the animal kingdom.
Yeah.
You got to at least hunt your own food.
Exactly. Other animals, like crows. Crows scavenge.
Vultures.
Yeah,
right?
Vultures. Yep. Hyenas are smart, basically. So they may be scavenging. They may get this bad reputation, like those guys. They just eat what other people have killed. But they're very smart.
Right. And the reason why going into it is there's a very strict social hierarchy within the hyena clans. So strict means that there's a lot of rules to follow. So in this case, when there's a lot of rules and it's very important for the hyenas to actually follow these protocols, then they start to develop intelligence because they have to remember all these different social cues that they have to do. And hierarchy is just the way that the hyena clan is structured. So there's, for example, there's somebody at the top, maybe an alpha hyena, mm-hmm. and then everybody below him, they actually have to follow him. So if he's eating, you let him eat first, and then you wait, and then somebody will eat second and third. And there's a lot of different rules like that. So having to learn these rules, you know, in order to survive, has probably made the hyenas a little bit smarter.
That's true. I will say with hyenas, it's a her that's at the top of the list.
That's right.
Yeah, hyenas right. have an alpha female, so she's the boss, and everybody else does. Companies often have hierarchies as well. It's kind of like, think of it as levels. So you've got the CEO at the top, then right. he's got his kind of senior managers, then a few levels down, you've got the normal managers, and then you've got the average workers. And it tends to be in more of a pyramid structure. So it's thin at the top, where there's only one person, and it's very wide at the bottom when there are lots of just ordinary workers, ordinary guys like Jamie and myself.
Right, and same thing holds true for the hyena clan.
Yeah, a clan is just a group of related individuals, really. A group of animals that are related, maybe some of them are from the same mother, or some of them are mates, some of them have children. Mm-hmm. So they're all slightly related either by mating or by parentage. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's hyenas. That's their social structure. And researchers believe that the process of learning complex social cues greatly boosts their intelligence. That's really what Jamie was saying. So we've used the phrase social cue a couple of times today, and a cue is a signal for action or a clue as to how you're supposed to behave. So a social cue is one that you would use in society, like, okay, this is how I behave towards my boss. This is how I behave towards, you know, people who are strangers. This is how I behave towards my friends, and we kind of understand how we're supposed to behave by watching cues.
Right, and this will go ahead and boost their intelligence. Now, the word boost means to lift or to raise, also to improve or increase. And there's a lot of different ways that you can actually use it. Like, for example, usually in the morning, I will drink a cup of coffee maybe to boost my energy because I'm feeling mm-hmm. a little tired.
Okay, yeah, or you could boost your profits if you're a company mm-hmm. by doing some kind of advertisement or a promotion or something. So here, boosting their intelligence, it means that it just makes them smarter. All this effort of learning, all these cues, all these levels of the hierarchy just makes them smarter. Mm-hmm. And it also helps them understand how to work as a group, I guess, things like that, because they're used to, okay, he's my level, I can work with him, he's the boss, do what he says, that
right.
kind of hierarchy. So next we talk about the differentiating factor in this challenge, okay? The word differentiate is quite a tricky one. It means the thing that makes things different. You
right,
know,
what separates
what
them.
What is separating these different things? So the phrase, the differentiating factor in the challenge, means what gave the hyenas the advantage? What separates the hyenas from the lions? What's the one thing that makes them different? And it's the fact that the hyenas were quicker to adjust their behavior and encourage their companions to cooperate, whereas the lions seem to rely more on strength. So if you adjust, you change, basically. You change something, usually not by a big amount, only by a small or slight amount, mm-hmm. to make it more suitable.
Right. Maybe it didn't. Something, you tried something and it didn't work. Maybe you're even taking a shot. You're playing basketball, right? So maybe you have to maybe adjust your mechanics. So maybe you shoot the ball a little bit differently and then it starts to work.
Yeah.
So then you keep that form as you go forward.
Yeah, and what they did was go, okay, this isn't working by myself, but I'll encourage my companions, okay? Your companions are your friends, the people who are with you, usually most of the time. A companion is generally there for a long time, a long part mm-hmm. of your life. So they just say, come on, guys, let's work together here. I can't do this by myself. Mm-hmm. Lions, well, phew, brute strength. They just wanted to smash the thing open. They just wanted, like, there's a box, I will open it.
Yeah.
Which is why we use this conjunction whereas. Whereas is a comparison, meaning, like, in contrast. It shows where two things are different. So it's saying the hyenas are working together, whereas the lions just go, smash it, break it open, you know, no, don't work together at all.
Why do you think that is? Why do you think the lions just are relying on their strength?
Well, I don't know. I mean, does it say whether they're female? Were they female lions? Do you know? I think you watched the show.
They were female lions. Yeah, but I think in general, maybe it's just because, you know, they are the apex predator.
Yeah.
So when they're out in the wild,
they can kill everything by themselves.
Right.
They
it's usually really not complicated world.
Yeah. They don't need help to bring down big animals like one lioness.
Yeah.
Because they all do the hunting. The male lions don't hunt at all. The female lions can just go, okay, there's, you know, a deer, there's an antelope, there's a big wildebeest, and bring it down.
That's right.
Yeah. Whereas the hyenas go, that's bigger than I am, I'm going to need help.
Yeah. So this actually surprised me a little bit, because in the beginning, before watching the show, I started to think, all right, you know, maybe hyenas are not that smart. They always have that strange giggle, and they're running around, but it shows that's really not the case.
Okay, well, we're going to examine a bit more of that in day two, look at another challenge, but right now we're going to hand you back over to our Chinese teacher, and then we'll come back just to finish things up for today.
接着，课文的最后一段说明猎狗如何应付这个实验。我们看到本段的第一句， Next up are two hyenas, Kito and Naomi, and they fare a bit better in the experiment.接下来是名为奇多和纳欧比的两只猎狗，他们在这项实验中进行的顺利一些。本句一开始使用了倒装句型，原句的顺序为 Two hyenas, Kito and Naomi are next up。因为主词太长，或是为了强调 be 动词后的主词补语，因此将主词和主词补语的位置调换，形成了倒装句型。例如Displayed in the showroom are some of the company's best-selling products. 展示在陈列室的是这间公司最畅销的产品。我们接着看本段的第二句。Although they often get a bad rap for being scavengers, hyenas are actually extremely intelligent animals. 虽然猎狗常因为身为食腐动物而受到不平等的对待，但它们其实是非常聪明的动物。Rap 在此做名词用，而片语 get a bad rap 意思是 get an unfair treatment or punishment， 也就是受到不公平的评价、对待或处罚。
Okay, guys, that's the first day of our article. As we said, we've got another day. We've got another challenge. What do you reckon? I think the lions are going to get something back. I don't think they're going to fail every time.
Right, usually these shows, they try to balance it.
Yeah,
so,
they can't just be making fun of the lions. We don't want to lose respect for those guys. So I think the lions, I think they may be behind, but I think they're going to mount a comeback. I think they're going to really show their stuff on day two.
Yeah, might go into overtime this game.
Oh, interesting. We'll decider, happens. A third challenge. Yeah. Okay, sports fans, join us again tomorrow for the second half of this excellent game. The Lions and the Hyenas playing
live.
All right. Live on English Digest with Pat and Jamie. All right, we'll see you guys tomorrow. Join us then. Bye-bye.
Bye.